going on, America? I am Graham Allen, and welcome to the newest episode of the Dear America podcast.
Yeah.
Did Jeffrey Epstein murder himself?
Yes.
Or is it all one big conspiracy and he just simply got what he deserved? Also, Joe Biden forgets that he actually wasn't vice president during the Parkland shooting and says that there are at least three genders. I also tackled the subject, is pedophobia a real thing? This one's going to be intense, ladies and gentlemen, so sit back, relax, and welcome to the newest episode of the Dear America podcast.
Hey!
Oh, Alyssa.
Wow, Alyssa.
I'll tell you why I'm sad, because Graham just said I needed to change jackets, because apparently you can't wear the same jacket for podcasts in a row.
I am all about jackets. Jackets are accessories.
Graham's a
you
jacket
wear them all
hater.
The time. But the video police will say Alyssa doesn't bathe because she's wearing the same clothes
I wear
every
different
episode.
Clothes.
I'm trying to help you out. What's going on, America? Ooh, I went super high that time.
Yeah.
What's going on, America? I am Graham Allen. Welcome to the Dear America podcast. Alyssa is here.
Hi.
Wearing the same coat as always. Jake is here.
It's warm and it's cold in the studio.
Jake is growing his beard out, everybody.
That's
so
right.
For those of you who are not watching this on video,
you are missing out.
You are missing out. Jake is growing the beard out.
I'm also wearing some Fleckas gear here.
Oh, yeah, subtle plug.
Nice.
Subtle plug. All right. So real quick, I have a story that I want to tell everybody. I wasn't supposed to. There was a question on whether or not I was going to be here. American Air, you
boo,
suck.
Boo.
I'm sorry. We may get sued. I don't care. I hate American Airlines. Every time I fly them, it either gets delayed or it gets canceled or they got to reroute you to another airport.
Airplanes suck in general.
Airplanes suck in general.
They
so,
do.
Okay. Fun fact, I have a horrific fear of flying. A lot of people don't know this. People really close to me know, et cetera, but I have a horrible fear of flying. Like, it's real bad. It is truly bad.
I send
Alyssa, I love you and the kids more than anything, just in case I die, messages.
Every single flight.
So I fly a lot, and this is probably why I'm going to die before I'm 50, because I have heart attacks. So here's why I hate flying. It's not some irrational fear, okay? Everybody I meet go, oh, yeah, that flight was great. I didn't feel any turbulence at all. What kind of flight are you on? Because every time I fly, there is some kind of issue or we hit some random storm cloud that has appeared out of nothing. So yesterday was no different. We are flying. I swear to the Lord above, this is a true story. We're flying about an hour 15 minutes into the flight. We are 36,000 feet in the air. All right. We are just about as high as any plane is allowed to fly. Okay. We're flying hour 15 minutes. I actually start to feel pretty good. I'm like, hey, maybe this flight's going to be all right. I'm watching a movie. And then the next thing I know, we do a hard bank to the left and we drop about 3,000 feet in a second. Old women are screaming.
Women.
This 84-year-old woman with dementia,
she
I'm not
screaming.
Even making that up. She's sitting next to me. Even the woman with dementia is screaming. Like, we are going down kind
Dang.
Of stuff. This lady grabs me. I grab her. The whole plane's screaming. They level it back out. And then just as calm as he can be, the pilot comes over and he goes, ladies and gentlemen, we apologize.
A little turbulence.
We ran into the jet stream of another airplane and we didn't see it. What? Are you you ran into the jet stream of another plane. That means the plane just went by. If the jet stream was still there, how close are we flying to other airplanes?
Yeah.
We're 36,000 feet in the air. You don't know another freaking plane has gone by?
Right.
Dude, I'm out, man. I hate flying. I've made it another thing now. Jake, you're going to love this. From now on, everywhere I go, we're just driving. We're going to get a rental. We're going to get an RV and attach it to the back of the truck. And
you are coming with all the
equipment. The kids are going. It's 15 hours one way. I don't care.
I'm not flying
anymore. Mark it down right now. I'm not doing it. All the technology of flying, and you can't even tell when a freaking jet is so close that you're going to hit its jet wave or jet stream or
but
whatever.
I have a question about that. Really quick, is it like
the
wave of a jet ski? Is that how, like, on the...
Yes, it's like an ocean. Like,
not the ocean, on the lake, like how they have ripples?
That's what I'm talking about. Yes, it's like a jet
stream. Does that apply in the air?
A jet ski has just gone in front of another boat, and you hit, like the ripples? That's how... Are you kidding me? No, I'm out, dude. All the technology in the world and a freaking bird, like a real bird, can take a plane down, and you can even see another... Airbus 321 flying across the sky. You know what that means, don't you, Jake?
What?
And we're going to get off of this. I know we're getting on a tangent, but everybody with a fear of flying is going, yes, Lord, right now. I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, you know.
Oh, no, no, I know. I got it. You know what that means, right? What that means is once you get to cruising altitude, for people that don't know, the pilots put the plane on autopilot.
He ain't paying attention.
What that means is they were asleep is what that means. You were up there napping, and then, oh, crap, you hit some turbulent jet stream waves. My God.
At least you didn't hit the airplane.
The anxiety is taking over me right now, even thinking about it.
The odds of dying in a car crash are so much higher than dying on a plane.
That's just because there's more cars.
He doesn't care.
No, no, no.
I've tried all these techniques.
That's because there are more cars. If there were a billion airplanes flying around.
I think they've done the math on all that.
Yeah,
no.
No, they haven't. No.
Okay. All right,
they've calculated the amount of flight trips to accidents for amount of car trips per accident. There are more cars. Anyway, completely off subject, you guys are not here for this. You are here to talk about the Epstein murder.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean suicide.
Murder.
The Epstein suicide.
When even Democrats and Republicans and Libertarians, whoever you are, coming together going, this ain't right.
We're going to get into this pretty quickly because there's a lot of funny things to talk about today. There's a lot of other stuff. But let's talk about the reason that you're all listening today. Jeffrey Epstein is dead.
Maybe.
He could be in
South America.
He's like Elvis. You know, it's not really dead.
Yeah. Tupac's 30-second album is fixing to come out at this point. Anyway, so you're here for that. So we figured that the best way to go about this is, I'm just going to say it point blank. I'm not saying that a certain first family from years ago had anything to do with it. I'm not saying that. I'm not, because I fly a lot, so I'm not saying that the Clintons had anything to do with this.
I would never say that.
I would never say that. I've never met the Clintons. I have no information whatsoever that could lead to conviction of a Clinton. let me just put that disclaimer out right now.
Oh my God.
What I'm saying is I do not believe that Epstein killed himself and or did not have help killing himself. That's what I will say. Okay. It could have been anybody at this point.
Is that Alex Jones over there?
No, it's not, because I'm not saying that psychic aliens killed Jeffrey Epstein.
Psychic vampires.
It could happen.
Psychic vampires. That's it.
It could happen.
Psychic vampires. Okay. So let's put some contrast to this, because I'm also aware that there are a lot of people listening that are not 100% understanding of what the Jeffrey Epstein, why it's such a big deal. So Jake, why don't you just kind of like 2 minute catch everybody up of why Jeffrey Epstein was such a big deal in the prison system in general?
Okay. Jeffrey Epstein was friends with a lot of high profile,
very
people,
high and powerful people,
businessmen, governors, the Clintons, everybody. Trump even, you know, was at a party with him one time.
They have record of Trump on one flight with Jeffrey Epstein.
So
that is true.
Jeffrey Epstein also has an island with a lot of weird buildings, and and the conspiracy theory networks for a long time have believed that there was children being held there underground, right? Like it's a
pedophile sex trafficking island. Yeah.
And Bill Clinton, there's been records of him flying to this island. Lots of people
being
have flown
on
to this,
the island, not not just on a plane with Jeffrey Epstein, but being on
Do
the island.
Do we know where the island is?
I can't remember.
We know where it is, because that's where he lives. Like, I mean,
Jeffrey Epstein lived on that island.
Yes, we know.
Yeah. Okay.
Like the
we know
island
where
exists.
It is.
Yeah.
There's pictures of it and everything, and it's all come out now. And there was a 2,000-page document released the day before he died. Basically, from some people, they're saying indicting like a lot of people, like
powerful rich people,
the Clintons, and then the next day, this guy kills himself.
Miraculously.
Yeah. And in the conspiracy community, the Clintons are definitely guilty of being there, taking part in all that nasty stuff. And so, no video footage, all the weird stuff
about
it.
But then I saw, like, that everybody was saying, because the Clinton, like, it seems to be if you go against them, like, somehow you
The only reason that Hillary Clinton won in the Senate in the first place was because Kennedy died miraculously. He was the forefront leader. Mm-hmm. He was going to win.
Yeah.
She may have had nothing to do with that. I'm not saying that she did. I'm just saying the only reason Hillary Clinton became a senator in the first place mm-hmm. is because the front runner died. And then she became the next one. So, as Joe Biden would say, let's separate the truth from facts here.
There you go.
And let's talk about the things that we do know. What we do know is Jeffrey Epstein is a pedophile slash child sex trafficker. That is truth. That is not in question. That's why he was in prison. Mm-hmm. We also know that he had an island of which he did all of this stuff. We also know that a document, a 2,000-page document, the day before he miraculously murders himself, was unsealed, naming some of the wealthiest, most powerful people in our country being attached to that island. And here's what we also know. Jeffrey Epstein tried to kill himself and was placed yep. on 24/7 suicide watch.
Yep.
Once you go on 24/7 suicide watch as such a prolific figure, you don't come off of it.
No.
Okay? And as Bernie Kerik said on Fox News, he was the former police commissioner for New York City during 9/11. He said the only person that would have had the authority to pull him off of 24/7 suicide watch was the warden.
Yep.
It has to go that high up. The warden has to say, you know what? I'm comfortable in leaving you by yourself mm-hmm. and you're going to be okay. So they take him off suicide watch. The very next day he kills himself, and miraculously all of the security cameras malfunctioned at the same time.
How ironic.
Are you kidding me?
They say that they don't have cameras in the cells, which I don't know.
Like, I don't believe that for one second.
Maybe a suicide watch cell. I can see the privacy thing.
They don't have them in the cell. I've been in a jail. Okay, mm-hmm. They don't have them directly in the cell. They have them angled to where you can see in the cell.
Yeah.
Okay? Yes. A lot of jails don't have them directly in the cell, but they have camera angles to where you can see what the crap's going on.
And didn't I could be wrong on this, sorry. It was a long weekend for me. My kids were sick, so I'm a little behind. But
she went on a bender.
No, my kid was sick, and your flight was canceled. But didn't his prison, like, buddy or whoever say that there's no way he could have killed himself?
It was his inmate who said, I've been in those cells.
Prison buddy sounds better.
Prison, I don't know.
They don't have tissue paper, so you can't shove tissue paper down your throat to kill yourself. They don't let you have anything.
Yeah.
Okay, but I have another question. We have all these those documents. We mm-hmm. still have them, correct? Like, they're going to investigate, and like, they
but
can.
AG Barr has said there will be an investigation.
But you have nobody testifying. The guy who had all the info that was going to testify and change the whole thing and bring light to it.
The one person that could have taken every one of these pedophiles down is now dead. Dead men tell no tales.
That's right.
So now all that will happen will be like, just say, you know, whoever was indicted.
It's hearsay at this point.
Yep.
Well, they better find justice for those babies. Have they gotten the babies?
Well, I mean, they're like teenagers.
They're
and
like
stuff.
Teenagers.
Yeah. That's a baby.
Some of them are grown up.
Yeah,
now.
like they're adults now. I mean, this goes back to the '90s.
But
this is horrible.
The conspiracy is that they're still children there. Like,
well,
they're still doing.
This is horrible.
Yeah, and the jail, the security at the jail definitely needs to.
I don't know if they're still doing it right now. I mean, surely that place has been just ravaged with police and stuff now at this point.
Well, I'm sure, but they can move.
That's normal.
I mean, people are
them.
Smart. Yeah. They'll move
them. That's true. You can move them.
Speaking of security, we got a sponsor we can talk about right now.
That's true. Wouldn't it be nice if search engines and social media sites were unbiased platforms that didn't choose a side politically? Keep dreaming. In 2016, the tech elites at Google bragged about donating millions of dollars to Hillary Clinton.
Mm-mm.
These big tech companies that push their political agenda and restrict the free speech right of conservatives are the very same corporations we're trusting to handle our personal data online. I don't want them using my web history, email metadata, or video searches against me. That's why I use ExpressVPN every time I go online. When I use ExpressVPN, these tech companies can't see my IP address at all. My identity is masked and anonymized by a secure VPN server.
Anonymized.
Plus, ExpressVPN has the added benefit of encrypting 100% of your data to keep you safe from hackers and internet bad guys. Protect your online activity today and find out how you can get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Graham. That's expressvpn.com/Graham for 3 months free with a 1 year package. Expressvpn.com/Graham to learn more. All right. So real quick, I want to say something weird that happened to me with the Jeffrey Epstein thing. So, of course, I make a video about it the day that we find out. And I basically say, I need somebody to explain this to me. What's going on? And in the comments down there, I always put like a comment with like a secondary thought. And so I made a comment that said, don't get me wrong, I'm not upset that Jeffrey Epstein's dead. I'm upset that these people that he hurt and these children that he hurt most likely will never get the justice that they deserve.
I hope they do.
And without fail, holier than thou Christian people start preaching at me, basically saying,
what?
Oh my God, Graham, a real Christian wouldn't wish death on anyone. You are a hypocrite. Excuse me, crazy cat lady living in her basement that claims to love Jesus. I don't remember pedophilia being a real thing. Let me be perfectly clear when I say this. I feel no sympathy, no pain, no nothing for pedophiles. If you diddly around in kids, I think that you should be gone. A 7.62 bullet travels at 2,800 feet per second. If you, your pedophilic friends and supporter, come anywhere near my wife, my family, or anybody else that has kids, I cannot wait to show you how quickly I disagree with you. Now, you want to quote Bible scriptures at me and tell me that Jesus wouldn't want anything like that? Let me explain something to you, she or he that does not read the Bible all the way. The Bible is explicitly clear that you are responsible for the consequences and repercussions of every decision that you make here on this world. Jesus deals in matters of the soul. He don't say crap about what might happen to you if you do horrific things here on this planet. Now, as a Christian, do I hope that in his last moments, Jeffrey Epstein finds the Lord and invites the Lord into his heart to save his eternal soul? Of course I do, because I believe that God is big enough to do that kind of thing. But as a man living on this planet, I believe that there are certain people that do not deserve to be here, and society is better off with them gone. Hashtag faith, the Lord loves you, all that other stuff. Okay, now. Bye-bye then.
My gosh.
Wow, that was a lot, Graham.
It's just how I feel, man. I got nothing. You're a so-called Christian and you don't think that pedophiles shouldn't have to be dealt with based off their thing? Due process, judged by their peer, convicted pedophiles. We don't need to pay for them to live in the system for 20, 30 years on death row. Take them right outside, give them a bullet, which only cost about 57 cents if you really go about it. Be done with it. Society is better off without them here.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the normalizing of pedophilia, like the teacher in California.
Pedophobia is a real thing.
Yeah,
people are defending whether or not it's wrong to be anti-pedophile. This is real life stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it'll
be, and they're masking it under the reins of Christianity. Are you freaking kidding me?
Is murder
That's
next?
That's not a real thing. Murderophobia.
Yeah.
What?
You hate people who murder
you
people.
You hate people
that,
who murder
but
folks.
But that all goes back to kind of where we're at, where there's no consequences for anyone's actions because it's just this or it's
right.
just that. So I don't know if I would go as extreme as you, but I definitely...
You don't think the pedophile should be killed? Really? You don't think...
I'd have to think about it. I'm not going to answer that on the spot because I don't know.
I think we need to... I do. I am pro-death penalty in certain case scenarios that you are convicted.
We know you are.
You are convicted. Due process is done. All the appeals process has been met. All the checks off the box, da-da-da-da-da. You raped children. Dead. Sorry. That's just how I believe, man.
Yeah.
I definitely believe
in consequences for your actions.
I hope that your soul, that you find Jesus and you ask Jesus into your heart to forgive you. And I do believe that Jesus is powerful enough that you can still be with him one day in heaven.
Of course he is.
But as far as here, in this world, mm-hmm. there are consequences to your actions.
I agree with
Pay
that
to Caesar, which is of Caesar's. I mean, Jesus was very, very, very specific that you abide by the laws of the land.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if the laws of the land say you touch and rape little kids, we're going to kill you. Sorry.
You know, last episode we were talking about the problem with America is at home, and I'd be willing to bet that most pedophiles were either raped as a child. And so,
Alyssa, you can speak to the social work side of that. Don't most people that touch kids, weren't they touched as a kid? I mean,
which pulls at your heartstrings, because I've had some cases that do. It's hard. But at the same time, you become an adult and you learn right and wrong.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
You cannot use that as a crutch either. And there has got to be, not just in that, even in domestic violence, there's got to be stronger consequences for people's actions, because there really isn't, and they just keep doing it.
Yeah,
so I completely agree. Like, the system is unfortunately flawed and broken.
This dude didn't touch one kid one time. This dude ran a sex trafficking pedophile ring for decades.
Mm-hmm.
That dude deserves to die. It's the same
thing.
You
know what's even...
If we'd have caught Hitler alive, you really think that we should have just kept Hitler in a jail cell till he... Are you... So we can kill Hitler. That's okay. But people who have pedophile... This is not at you, baby. This is about people getting on to me. Are these people listening to themselves?
But we are kind of upset that he... killed himself or is gone now, because we wanted him to testify.
I'm upset that he killed himself before the opportunity to expose all these other people.
But you know what?
In my opinion,
it says to me, though,
here.
If he has done that, or he did do that for decades, what's scarier is how many of these powerful people are protecting him, and what is really like at the bottom of it? Because this is, seems like only scratching the surface of... that's terrifying.
The biggest breakthrough of a pedophile ring ever.
But
in the history of everything.
If there's some big organization that, you know, some people call it the Illuminati or whatever, that were super powerful people, what's more damning than a child, you know?
Right.
So they have this thing that you cannot go back from. And once you do it, it's like a blood oath. Like, I got something on you, the child sex ring.
Good
you know?
News in the tabloids for people that believe that people shouldn't die. Some people have a conspiracy that it's not really Jeffrey Epstein. He's not really dead. And even the coroner who has performed the autopsy says the autopsy fails to prove that he killed himself. More information is needed. Are you kidding me? Do you know how easy it is to identify if someone killed themselves or not?
Yeah.
It's pretty easy.
Okay, but I would think he probably is.
He's probably got defensive wounds.
I would think he probably is dead because of all these people trying to cover something up. I seriously doubt they're going to let him just escape.
I
got to quote Chad real quick. Chad said, "For everyone that's so surprised and shocked at Jeffrey Epstein's suicide, imagine how shocked and surprised he was."
Nice. My question is, if he was dead in the cell, if he hung himself and was pronounced dead,
is that how they say he died?
Yeah. Okay. Wouldn't they have put him in a black bag and put him in the coroner's?
Why put him on a stretcher?
Why put him
for
on
a photo
stretcher
op?
And wheel him into a hospital if he's dead?
Was he not dead on scene?
Well, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's
that
what
is
I'm
weird.
Saying. Yeah, it is weird.
The whole thing is messed up.
Hashtag Dear America. Let us know what you think. Do you think that there's a conspiracy? We're not saying that there is one. We're just simply saying that things
look shady.
Things
as
look
heck.
Really shady, man. I mean, that's a lot of really hard coincidences to happen at one time.
Yeah.
Hashtag Dear America.
But will this
let
all
us
just,
know what you think.
Sorry. Will this all just get swept under the rug? Like,
that's
that
what
bothers
they want.
Me.
This is what bothers me is that the left goes out and protests everything, right? They're in the streets about everything. And this is one of those things where we should be
upset.
Out in the streets.
Yes.
Like, show us the tapes.
Yes.
Show us the body.
There is no tapes.
Okay, yeah, well, show us the manuscripts.
They've already answered that question.
Like, we want to see this stuff because a child sex trafficking ring?
Horrible.
Like, we should be
the lowest
surrounding,
of low. Yes, I agree.
Like, and people just don't know about it. Like, something else is going to come up in the news to distract us and get us off this train of thought.
Yeah, so already things are starting to happen on Twitter. Now, celebrities are trying to do their part in shifting the focus back to guns. So, Olivia Wilde, and it's sad, I liked Olivia Wilde, but she's an idiot too. All right. My son, this is a real tweet. My son popped a balloon in a packed crowd of commuters in London.
God.
No, he did not.
And no one panicked. Except me. I nearly hit the deck. Are Americans traumatized? I'm so tired of assuming the absolute worst.
Wow.
Well, that's a pretty easy one. You know, the reason why all those people in New York City fled and trampled each other is because of the hysteria of mass shootings the past few days.
Well, I'm going to go even further. If you think a balloon popping is a gun, you have never heard a real gun be fired in your entire life. You can hear somebody shooting from half a mile away.
Oh, yeah.
That's how loud it is. People are stupid.
Where
man.
Was she at?
She was in London.
Maybe they're just super desensitized.
Maybe she's just a moron, well, just and have... she's proving the point that people that are so anti-gun, the vast majority, have never, ever, ever dealt with guns their entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way it is. Random thought of the day, but that's something that I wanted to get into there because I saw that this morning, yeah. Something that popped up. But let's shift from Epstein for a minute because there's other things that we need to talk about. Okay, yeah. Very important stuff. Tommy Lee has made headlines here.
This is so good.
The other day, ironically, right before this whole Epstein thing happened. So I'm going to read this manic note that he did. Now, it's going to be a little hard to get through this because I have to skip some words. Tommy Lee was the drummer for Motley Crue.
Thank you.
He had sex with Pamela Anderson on the boat.
Oh.
But before I read this, let's get into a sponsor. When I was in the military, they made us train repeatedly. Now, I want you to give me the next 30 days and try iTarget Pro. This is the first dry firing system to combine smartphone technology with the industry's best laser bullet. Using your smartphone, their proprietary app tracks a laser bullet, which fits your gun and will detect exactly where your shots are landing. iTarget Pro is completely safe. Comes with a your caliber specific laser bullet and target system. Right now, get 10% off plus free shipping with the offer code Graham. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Return if not completely satisfied, but before you do, go to the range and experience the difference. Take it from me. Dry fire training will develop muscle memory, help with target reaction speed, sight alignment, trigger function, and more. Plus, you'll save a ton of money on ammo.
Mm-hmm.
The Second Amendment is a right, but it's your responsibility to train. Go to itargetpro.com. That's the letter I, targetpro.com, offer code Graham. All right, so Tommy Lee, with his vast amount of knowledge and life experience,
he's old now.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a moron. Anyway, he wrote a manic letter, and I'm going to do my best to read this. I'm going to have to skip a lot of words, probably. All right. Explicit. Anytime there's a bad word, I'm just going to say explicit.
You should just beep it out.
All right. This is a sane, in quotation marks, person. You ready? Yeah. Tommy Lee, drummer for Motley Crue. Here we go. You Trumpsters better pray that liberals never gain control of the White House again, because we are going to pay you back so beeping hard for all of this beep. Planned Parenthood's on every beep corner.
That's right.
We're going to repaint Air Force One woman genitalia hat pink and fly it over your beloved Bible Belt 6 days a week, tossing birth control pills, condoms, and atheist literature from the cockpit. We're going to tax your megachurches so bad, Joel Osteen will need to get a job at Chick-fil-A to pay his light bill.
Wow.
Speaking of Chick-fil-A, we're buying all of those and giving them to any LGBTQ your sick cult leaders tortured with conversion therapy. Have fun with the new menu, you bigoted beeps.
Mm-hmm.
Try the McPence. It's a boiled, unseasoned chicken breast that you have to eat in the closet with your mother.
Oh, my God.
We're going to gather you all up. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. That's not what it says. We're going to gather up all of your guns, melt them down, and turn them into a gargantuan metal mountain emblazoned with the face of Hillary Clinton.
Nice.
All parks will be renamed Rosa Parks ASAP. We're replacing Confederate statues with Black Lives Matter leaders and Mexican immigrants. Every single public school will be renamed a child that was kidnapped by this regime.
Whoa.
And after we fumigate the White House, we're repainting the whole thing rainbow. Fox News will be taken over and turned into a family refugee center. We're turning Hannity's office into a giant unisex bathroom with changing tables and free tampons. And every single time a Trumpster complains about any of the changes, we're adding an openly gay character to a Disney movie.
Oh.
That was written by somebody who's not on drugs.
That's a person.
I was going to say, Motley Crue's drummer, his brain's probably fried.
Well, you're right. But people, of course, read this and they're like, oh my God, Tommy, He's on to something.
Yeah.
We should definitely
That's definitely going to build unity and help our
country. That's a real thing.
That sounds like something Terrence Williams would write as a joke.
Yeah,
to satire.
But it's real, man. Our culture is just changing. And speaking of culture changing and people listening to people in the Hollywood or celebrity limelight, you know, Miley Cyrus made headlines a while ago over the Planned Parenthood thing. We've talked about that. But the world is up in a roar now, because as a great shocker, Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth are divorced after less than a year.
Yay, because I liked him, because I love Thor, and I did not approve of that. And everyone knows, especially...
Is he Thor?
He's not. That's his brother. Okay. But I love Thor, so since he's his brother, we're going to accept him as well. But let me just say this really quick. I have never liked Miley Cyrus, even in her, quote, good girl days. And all my friends from high school know this. In fact, one, Josh Watson, still says, Miley, because I hate, I disliked her
Pent
so much.
Aggression,
it
man.
Is. And so, yeah, I never am for divorce, but, you know.
This is my problem with it. This is my problem with it. This is what's just completely taking off on social media right now. Little teeny boppers changing this stuff and quoting her. Right.
Quoting Miley?
Yeah. Miley Cyrus is completely anti-marriage. She's completely
Then why did she get married?
Traditional marriage, gender, stereotypical roles. All right. Miley Cyrus says change is inevitable, which everybody is quoting that now. Don't fight evolution because you will never win. Like the mountain I am standing on top of, which was once underwater, connected with Africa, change is inevitable.
What?
The Dolomites were not created overnight. It was over millions of years that this magnificent beauty was formed. Now, what is she talking about? You might ask.
Yes.
It sounds kind of like a riddle. But yesterday, TMZ reported photos of Miley Cyrus making out with Caitlin Carter right after the split.
That's
from
a girl?
Liam Hemsworth. Yeah, a girl. So basically, what I think she's saying is she has evolved.
She's justifying her actions. That's
all
she's doing.
She's justifying her actions. She now wants to be a lesbian. And so she left Liam Hemsworth.
Shocker.
But you know what's frustrating is society's like, good job, Miley. Yeah. Way to go.
Again, this is not bashing. This is not bashing the LGBTQ community. You know where we stand religiously. What I'm trying to say is the foundational purposes of marriage are no longer important.
Nothing's sacred in society.
You married somebody, it didn't work out, I will just divorce them. They're probably going to get it annulled.
It's probably her last music video that came out. Liam was like, hey, I need to talk to you about that.
Yeah,
did he really?
He was like,
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
No, I'm pretty sure.
I'm going with it. I'm like, really? What happened?
He was not happy about it. Okay.
Don't you tell her what to do.
We got a lot more to talk about here. So let's move on to Joe Biden.
Oh, I think I actually know this one.
My favorite. Well, there's a bunch. So my favorite presidential hopeful right now is Joe Biden, simply because I knew that Joe Biden he's like a weird old man.
I just knew
that he was going to just do and say
a bunch of stuff. Can I say it?
You can say one. I know the one you're going to do. So the other day he was talking about school kids and he says this.
Okay. I'm just going to quote. Poor kids, just as bright as white kids, Biden says.
Yeah. You want to talk about the most subliminally racist statement you've ever heard? Man, these poor black kids are, my God, color me sideways. They're just as smart as them white kids.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me, Joe? We all know that. It doesn't matter what your financial class is.
Yeah, that was bizarre.
God love, I do kind of like, what a bad slip of the, or what, I get he
no,
was trying to like
no,
reach
that's
the masses
not the worst.
Probably.
That's not the worst of his slip ups. So while he was speaking at an event, he gets the crowd going and like the crowd's going, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he goes, we're going to go here. We're going to do this. We're going to do this over that. We're going to trust this over this. And everybody's like, yeah. And then he goes, we're going to choose truth over facts. And everybody's like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the same thing, Joe.
We're gonna
I don't know. I don't
truth.
Think it's. A, I mean, I, obviously, it's the same thing.
A
but
fact
I think,
is a truth
well,
over fact.
Not if you believe the wrong truth. Like, remember when AOC said like people care too much about facts instead of the truth.
But that's still not fact.
I know it's not accurate.
It's truth. So therefore, truth is fact. Like.
But I get what
same,
Jake is saying, but not in their minds.
You can't
They're
have
trying
a
to
fact
switch it
without the truth.
Correct. But they're trying to switch
truth.
It to where they have truth.
Yeah, like AOC. She's like, all these facts are irrelevant to like these truths.
All right. Let's move on to some of the other things that he's done. the other day he said that he was vice president during the Parkland shooting, which happened in 2018. Donald Trump won in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So
weird.
He's making up a mass shooting event that he was part of during the Iowa festival.
Mm-hmm.
He grabs a Turning Point USA field rep,
yep.
grabs her, and says that there are three genders.
Yep.
I don't know what the third one is. He never said. He said there's at least three. And then he said, don't play with me, kid.
Don't mess with me, kid.
Yeah. And he grabbed a girl.
Yeah. Can you imagine if Trump, as a girl was walking away, grabbed her by the arm?
Yeah.
Oh,
pulled her
no.
back.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Exactly.
No.
And so, I mean, I don't know. I'll be very excited to see what happens. Bernie Sanders has gotten more aggressive. Donald Trump believes climate change is a hoax. Donald Trump is an idiot.
Who said that?
Bernie Sanders. That's about as intense as he gets.
Yeah. Bernie.
You stupid dumb. You
stupid dumb.
You're so dumb, you're stupid. Yeah, so pay attention to that. You know, I just wanted to address some of that stuff. But here's the next thing I want to talk about. A lot of you probably hadn't heard about this. Have you guys heard about The Hunt movie?
Yes.
You heard about that?
Yes.
I haven't. Is it? I don't know.
Always represents the people that I'm talking to.
y'all have me on the show.
All right.
So The Hunt movie
is a movie you will never see now.
Me?
Because it was supposed to come out in September, and since the movie company has removed it.
Oh, I did hear about this.
Okay, good. Here we
Vaguely.
Go. All right. So The Hunt movie, just so you know, the only reason it's getting pulled off is from backlash since the El Paso and Dayton shooting.
Yeah.
So for those of you who don't know how movies work, people write a script. That script gets edited multiple times. A bunch of people say, you know what? This is a great idea. We should definitely do this. Then they hire actors. They film it. They go through rewrites, reshoots, all this stuff. Then eventually they put a movie together. Months, years worth of stuff, right? The premise behind The Hunt movie was rich elite liberals finding mm-hmm. what they portrayed dumb redneck deplorables
mm-hmm.
and hunting them.
Oh.
Yeah.
They even said, this is not just assumptions, they even say phrases in the movie like, there ain't nothing like killing a bunch of deplorables in the morning.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. They talk about this stuff. The original title for the movie was Red State versus Blue State.
Are you serious?
That was the original title for the movie.
But see, like, I disagree with all this stuff because the deplorables, the redneck ones, are the protagonists. They're the cool guys in the movie. They're the ones you're rooting for. They're the ones killing the liberals.
Yeah.
So, like, it doesn't make sense to me, and I feel like we're acting like liberals here, crying about everything. Like, this movie, even if that was the intent at the beginning when they wrote this, they still made the deplorables the ones who most likely win and are like the...
It's about subliminal messaging of it all, Jake.
But
what they can't do, and they weren't dumb enough to realize that what they can't do is just have a mass execution of deplorables.
Right.
And I know what you're thinking. We've got The Purge. We've got all this other kind of stuff. Here is the difference. You've got Surviving the Game with Ice-T back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the difference. Surviving the Game, they pick random homeless people off the street.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with skin color, nothing to do with politics or beliefs. Random people off the street. The Purge, same thing. Anybody could kill anybody at any time over anything. This movie was 100% people deciding to hunt other people based off of their political affiliations and who they...
But
you see what I'm saying? That's the difference.
There could have been something we could learn from it, though. Like, you know, like just banning it, that's just setting a weird standard.
We
got to ban things that make us uncomfortable.
No, it's not making uncomfortable. At this point in age, it is not responsible to create a film that shows attacks or acts of violence against people based off of their beliefs. You can talk about old things, like you can talk about slavery in movies, talk about where we've come from as a society,
mm-hmm.
but what you can't do is you can't show and you can't portray America as this violent thing, and that if we disagree politically, we should go out and kill each other.
It's fiction, though. You know, it's a movie.
It's fiction, but you've got kids,
I feel like it's rated R.
I like watching y'all go back and forth.
It's rated R, so kids can't see it, right?
that's the biggest lie ever. Well, I watched rated R movies when I was 10.
Sure, but I feel like it was made by a conservative because the conservative deplorables are the good guys. They're the ones getting out killing the liberals.
Well, we'll never know, though.
I think that's ridiculous.
Like you don't know that. You don't know that I guarantee you all the deplorables don't make it out. It's probably one. One makes it out.
If they banned this movie, then they should have banned The Purge because The Purge is way more like, you know, thought-provoking. This is clearly fictional.
It's at random, though. The Purge is at
random. But like crazy people to get ideas like, oh, I'm going to go out and purge this, you know, neighborhood of white people or whatever.
It's so controversial because it's not just straight-up fiction. It's not this weird thing that could never happen. It is something that we are dealing with as a society right now. Yeah. People are attacking based off of political ideas, and that's why I think it was just an ill-conceived idea.
If the deplorables win, though, in the movie,
one deplorable wins, it's going to be like freaking Hostel. One person probably makes it out at
maybe,
the end.
But it would make people think, like, oh, we better not get to this point because the deplorables win in the end, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I think banning anything,
I think
really.
I don't think that they'll ban it completely. I think they'll release it on DVD.
Yeah.
But I think they will. I think they'll release it on DVD. I don't think that the movie will never see the light of day. I think it just won't release in theaters. Alyssa?
I will not be seeing it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Sounds awful because I don't like gore or violence or anything else.
Well, let's get to another sponsor, Graham. Yes.
Speaking of defending yourself, all of us here at the Dear America podcast believe in the Constitution and respect the Second Amendment.
Yep.
There are a lot of holster brands to choose from. Some are good, some not so good. But what does your holster say about you? Starting at just $37, We the People holsters are custom made right here in America. Their designs are updated monthly in-house, which means they don't use third-party molds. They even have their own 3D design team who measures every micromillimeter of their guns to ensure the perfect fit. Their unique and intuitive clip design allows for you to easily adjust both the cant and ride of your holster so that it will fit comfortably and securely at all times. Go to wethepeopleholsters.com/Graham and get yours today. Every holster ships free and comes with a lifetime guarantee, but that's not all. Enter the offer code Graham and receive an additional $10 off your order. Support your country, defend the Constitution, and support a great American business. Satisfaction guaranteed. WeThePeopleHolster.com/Graham. Offer code Graham.
I like your holster that you got with your face on it.
With your face on it. Carry around your face.
It's pretty cool. It's got to my face on it.
Got your face on
it. So I like it a lot. All right. So there's one other thing that I want to get into really quick before we go to the funny side of this episode. I want to address, I've done this a lot of times, everyone knows that there's a lot of fake catfish accounts that use my photos asking people for money. It's the same old story. It's always, I'm still in the military, I'm in Africa, and my military unit has left me, and I need money to get home.
He is stranded. Oh, yeah. He is stuck.
So it has been brought to my attention that there is a new one out now. And so I wanted to address it really quick, because this one seems a bit smarter of how they're doing it. So people are creating fake Graham Allen accounts, and they're sending people messages saying that I'm holding a contest, and if you enter in the contest, you can win money and things
smart.
Like that, right? That is not me, people. All right? It's not me. Not doing it.
You always say it the best. If it's you, it has a blue check mark.
Yeah, it's
that's
got a blue
check mark.
The
easiest way
guys,
to tell.
It's not hard. If you see a friend request from me and they don't have millions of people following them, that's not me. It's very simple, guys. I will never ask you to enter into a contest that I don't have an actual video to. See what I'm saying? I don't know. Maybe one day we'll hold a contest for somebody to fly out here and see the studio. I don't know. But that would be me doing a video talking about it on here. I mean, it's going to be blatantly obvious. Don't believe any of that garbage and that crap. That is not me.
Just wait until the deep fake technology comes out.
Oh, God.
They'll use your actual face and voice.
That's creepy.
All right. Moving on. Let's move on to some funny stuff. So I'm going to start it off because
you're just on a roll today, babe.
I am on a roll. All right. This is my show. I'm pretty sure.
Is it though?
I'm pretty sure.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Are you sure?
All right. Here we go. Fox 5 Atlanta reports woman says meth found hidden inside vagina is not
really?
Hers.
Oh, really? That's yours? Ugh.
This is a real person.
How'd that get in there?
You know what? Someone,
how'd that get in there?
Someone may have drugged her.
What?
And then put it in her.
And she just didn't notice that something was in there?
Sometimes things happen.
Oh, my gosh. Don't give me that.
I'm just saying.
That's the biggest load of garbage I've ever heard. Let me tell you something. If you're walking around and you can't tell that drugs are shoved up you in some way, there's something else wrong. You are on drugs. That's why you can't tell.
That could be true.
I mean, these are real people. It's like someone pooped in my pants. You know what I mean? I mean? That's how ridiculous it sounds. Somebody pooped in my pants. All right. Alyssa's giving us the stink eye again. No pun intended.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all stop.
That's not mine.
Oh, that's man. So that's gross.
I swear it's not mine.
It's not mine.
Y'all stop.
All right, Alyssa, go.
Okay. So remember how I said that you have a text number neighbor? Apparently, this thing has really taken off. No, I have not done it. Actually, several of y'all have written me. One has five of his neighbors have that. They're like neighbors. And I guess they got their phone same. I don't know how that works. But they all have the same like one off. So that's kind of cool. But this is not that case. So this said, I text my number neighbor and he didn't pick up or he didn't text back. And so he left him this voicemail, which basically said, hey.
Hey, girl.
He said, basically, he was like, you're my number, neighbor. But a good neighbor would answer their phone. I could be in trouble. You should answer your phone. You're not a good number, neighbor.
Jeez.
And I was rolling. He was like, did you? Like, hang on, phone.
I'm blocking you, as a matter of fact.
Oh, no. I thought I would have.
You
know what?
Neighbor.
I would have called him back. Because, he was like, I could be in trouble.
I could be in trouble.
You are not a good number, neighbor.
What's the matter with you?
Doesn't surprise me.
All right, Jake, what you got?
A new trend has really picked up lately. It's leech therapy. People are putting leeches all over them for health benefits, on their eyes and everything.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. No.
Nope. Why would you?
I don't know. I'm interested to see, what the health benefits are,
if you choose to do that, we will film it. And I will.
That might be a good
little
segment.
We will do a documentary.
I cannot watch that.
Let me be perfectly clear. I am not doing it, and there's not any amount of money that you could pay me to make me do it, but I will gladly film you putting a leech on your eye.
Do you got a leech guy? Like somebody we could call? Who
you know what? Texas, my number neighbor may be a leech guy. Yeah. You want me to text him?
Hey, do you happen to be a leech guy?
Doesn't that hurt? Yeah. I mean, leech is like
do you happen to be a leech guy?
Wouldn't that hurt?
Yeah, but...
Who did that? Somebody, we watched some show that they did that.
I refuse to acknowledge. I have no idea.
Nope, not doing it. I'm out.
All right, so this was funny to me. Some people were probably going to listen and go, oh my God. Kaepernick. He always pops up again right around the time that the football season starts. Colin Kaepernick tweets, he's been denied work for 889 days, but he's still ready.
He's been denied work.
He's been denied work. So, in other words, he's black. He protested the anthem. So, he's been denied work by the white man.
Huh.
I mean, that's basically what he's saying. No, you've been denied work because you were a crappy quarterback that was riding the bench and needed to be relevant
again.
So you took a knee and disrespected the anthem. Get out of here.
True.
Can't throw the ball good.
You can't throw the ball good. We need somebody
here,
throws
boy.
Balls good. You're not good. And so now you're bad and you're not there.
Speaking of protesting, I just read this morning on Drudge, the Pan Am Games.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that is, there was a person on the, when they stand first place, second place, third place.
Mm-hmm.
He was a fencer.
Yeah, I saw
and he
that.
Now, I had to look up what fencer meant.
It's a sword.
I forgot about that. I was like, well, we would have never known about this
Nothing's
guy.
Nothing's going to make America woke quite like
a fencer
taking a knee.
Games.
What a loser, man.
Yeah.
He's just trying to be relevant
Alyssa,
like everybody
else.
Got? This was funny to me, so... I won't say who, but I think it was on Twitter. So this girl did a picture and it says, I am so excited. Basically, they needed to share this. And in it, it had, you can rent movies, stream music, download ebooks, use 3D printers, learn a new language.
Yes.
Get books.
Yes, Lord.
All for free. And in it, she has discovered, anyone want to guess? Mm-mm. He has discovered the library.
Oh, God.
And she was very excited. She said, I did math. I read two books.
Oh, like, she was, I learned.
She was really excited about
this.
That's
amazing.
And it was just, it's trending, I think, because everybody's
have
like,
you guys ever heard
you
of
went
this
to the
thing
library?
Yeah.
That's what it was. Like, I mean, y'all have got, she was like, y'all have got to try this.
Think about it in the future when they look back, like, they used to write on trees. They used to read stuff that they made out of trees.
Thank God we've improved.
That's amazing.
No more right, tree
Jake,
killers.
What else you got?
That's all I got.
That's all you got? Alyssa, you got any more?
I don't have a funny. I don't have
much
time.
I got a very sad, but.
Oh, Lord.
This one's not sad. But
we should have started with that and brought it.
Jake, you have to wait now.
Couldn't get a word in.
You bring that in Wednesday.
I thought this was interesting. This guy named Luis Alvarado, I saw this in Denier Middle School in, of course, California. Basically handed out a gender unicorn. Did y'all see this?
Yeah, the middle school teacher.
A gender unicorn, which includes a very simple graph about gender identity, gender expression, and attraction. And I actually have it. I don't know if y'all can zoom in, but it's like, it's a unicorn.
Yeah.
And he was trying to teach them. The principal luckily happened to walk in and pulled it. But he was telling them because he does not identify as...
A unicorn?
Yes.
Oh,
and so he wanted to, his students to understand why.
Point of personal privilege, he didn't ask.
He didn't ask the parents. He didn't even let the principals know. So y'all need to be involved in your public school. And luckily she pulled it. But then she says, yeah, we don't teach gender identity. That's not discussed until the 7th through 12th grade in sexual health class, not in science. And he was teaching it in middle school. But again, still they're teaching it like,
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So know what your kids are learning because that's scary.
Talk to your kids when they get home from
school. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Go through their folders. See what's in them. Anyway, so that was that.
Put a camera in their backpack. Either way.
Make them wear a GoPro all day long.
Make them.
I think that's illegal, so don't actually do it.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Then they got expelled.
All right, so real quick, I just want to say before we close this out, thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. You know, we have been... Man, the podcast has really been soaring lately, and we just want to thank you guys for that. Mm-hmm. We're very grateful and we're very humble to you guys spending your days listening to us. It is not lost on us how big of a gesture that is to give us your time. So thank you guys for listening.
And I would like to say thank you as well for all those who have reached out about my chair debacle. I am not alone in the world.
Lord.
It feels nice to have a community around
that
me.
That was the funniest thing ever.
First world problems.
First world
problems. I had a lot of people
Your nice
support.
Leather chair, is it working? Poor you. All right. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Please subscribe. Give us 5 stars. That helps us out so much in the ratings. We have over 3,000 ratings, and we still have a 5.0 rating. Thank you guys so much. Now they're all going to give us like ones. Don't do that,
please.
Give us 5 stars. Thank you guys so much. Again, don't give up any info about the Clintons. I'm not saying that the Clintons are responsible for any type of conspiracy. I'm just saying that the... the trend would say, if you have any info about the Clintons, keep it to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I don't want you going anywhere, babe. I love you.
Yes.
I love you too, Jake. Yes. So let's just keep our mouths
let
shut.
Let me repeat one more time. Graham Allen has never met the Clintons. I don't know anything about the Clintons other than what is public knowledge.
Let's
I gotta
fly
get
under
on a plane
their radar.
Again soon.
Yep.
All right. Alyssa, where can they find you?
Alyssa Allen on Facebook and Instagram.
Jake?
Find me on Instagram at producer_Jake.
And I am Graham Allen pretty much anywhere. That's all we have for this episode of the Dear America podcast, and we'll see you again next time.
Bye.
See you.